Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Last week, I wasn't behind this microphone because there were some extraordinary events occurring in Kansas City, Missouri, at the annual convention of the National Right to Life. And we were there. In fact, we were there in force and had an absolutely wonderful time. And I'd like to describe what happened. And if you have agreed with us that this partial birth abortion ruling has been a travesty, that the pro-life movement has been misled, that this ruling does not have the authority to save not even one single child, then you are going to be thrilled at the report that you're about to hear what happened at the National Right to Life Convention. Colorado Right to Life went there, and we went there with a very well-organized team and a plan. And I would say the outcome, for me, in my life, and my experience, it's right up there with some of the most extraordinary things we've ever accomplished, like going 10 of us going to New Zealand for a week, and the entire nation knowing that there were 10 Christians from America in New Zealand, in Auckland, and knowing who we were, what we were doing, why we were there, what our message was on radio, TV, and newspapers. Well, we did the same thing. We went to Los Angeles, 10 of us, and with the O.J. Simpson auction, and we launched KGov.com and TV cameras from, 30 networks from the U.S. and around the world reported our effort, and we were launched probably one of the biggest website launches in the history of the Internet. And that's why today, 8 years later, our websites, theologyonline.com, kgov.com, and the others are so popular as compared to standard Christian websites. And the Clinton Presidential Library opening in Little Rock, Arkansas, how we so dramatically affected that event, so that now in the history of the state of Arkansas, the true record of that event is now actually the state historian has incorporated our presentation of the guilt of Bill Clinton in their state record of the opening of the presidential library. And not only that, the whole state knowing who we were, why we were there, and what our message was. Well, that happened this week. And I guess if you compare it to trying to affect a state or a city or a whole country, this would be relatively easy because it's just one convention. Maybe 700 people or so in one hotel, the Hyatt Regency Crown Center in Kansas City, Missouri, and we had 13 people plus local support. So 13 of us from Colorado Right to Life arrived from Colorado and from other states in the country. We arrived, and here was our plan. Knowing that National Right to Life was going to vote to disenfranchise Colorado Right to Life, we thought we would take our message directly to the members of National Right to Life and to those who were attending the press conference. And so we did that in a rather extraordinary way. Now, later in the week, Lord willing, we will air the testimony given at the executive session in which Colorado Right to Life was voted out of National Right to Life. I had the honor and the opportunity to present the argument, the moral argument for Colorado Right to Life as to why it's wrong of National to kick Colorado out, because we're telling the truth. Have I now become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth? And the truth is that this partial birth abortion ban, the ruling has no authority to save one baby, and the entire strategy was a wasted 15 years while 20 million children were killed. So we'll play for you that testimony later in the week. And then we knew we would be kicked out of the organization. So what do we do? So our plan was this, that hostility would be met with hospitality at the National Right to Life Convention. The hostility of them kicking out a founding member because we told them the truth. so that the ejected group, Colorado Right to Life, would host a hospitality suite for the National Right to Life conventioners. And that's what we did, and it was utterly extraordinary. In fact, this should be posted later today at kgov.com and also at coloradorighttolife.org, what I'm about to share with you. You'll be able to see photographs of our hospitality suite, of the hotel, the whole deal. You'll be able to see it online. Well, immediately after the National Right to Life Board voted to kick out their Colorado affiliate, and they did that because we exposed the truth about the recent Supreme Court ruling on partial birth abortion, immediately after they voted to kick us out, hundreds of National Right to Life conventioners were treated to a lavish hospitality suite hosted by the ousted Colorado Right to Life group. We bypassed the authorized program of the convention. That's what happens, right? I worked for Microsoft, wrote for PC Week. Microsoft does the keynote. They spend $30 million at Comdex at a computer convention. And Apple has a hospitality suite at the top of Caesar's Palace trying to get some of Microsoft's customers. Say, come up here, listen to what we have to say. And that's, you know, the marketplace of ideas. Well, we bypassed the authorized program and the expo floor, the official exposition floor of the National Right to Life Convention. And our group, as an excommunicated organization, we fellowshipped directly with National Right to Life members from around the country. And what occurred last week in Kansas City is historic. It is extraordinary. At the entrance, we gave people invitations, beautiful, glossy invitations of a really nice spread of food and drinks. And it said, admit one, you know, penthouse suite, Skyline Suite number 4022. We're on the top floor of the Hyatt, the tower. And when you go to a convention, usually you stay at, you know, on the ninth floor, the 21st floor, and this other bank of elevators, they go up to the top. But usually people don't go up to the top because it's like $500 a night up there. So people got these invitations for a free hospitality suite that went from 7:30 in the morning through 9 o'clock at night every day of the convention. And so they were like, oh, wow, really? I'm invited. Why am I invited to this? Are you pro-life? Yes, I'm pro-life. Well, then we'd like to treat you. So they come up the second bank of elevators. They get off on the 40th floor, the top floor. And they come out of the elevator and look to the right. And at the entrance to this penthouse suite of Kansas City, Missouri's Hyatt Regency, there is Abraham Lincoln in his full stature and grandeur. Actually, he's a Lincoln lookalike. And I want to tell you how he greeted the visitors. This is what he said, okay? They walk up, and he says, welcome, welcome. And they come down. Howdy, folks. Come on down. They came down, and he said this. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, no exceptions. That's what he said. And he put his finger up, and with a smile, he said, dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. And then he put his finger up and said, no exceptions. And with that modification of the Gettysburg Address, rank-and-file soldiers were recruited into a civil war of sorts within the pro-life movement. 40 floors above the clinical National Right to Life workshops, right? There's 30 workshops or whatever. 40 floors above all those clinical workshops, Colorado Right to Life served hors d'oeuvres, shrimp cocktail, and full-page advertisements to very hungry activists. And they were hungry not only for food, but for information. They wanted to know what happened to Colorado Right to Life. What's going on? Well, Colorado Right to Life Vice President Leslie Hanks, she was there running the show. And she read to visitors from the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on partial birth abortion, showing that it does not have the authority to prevent even one abortion. Hundreds of longtime activists were shocked, some women to tears. Some to tears to see the evidence and hear the quotes then from leaders like from Dr. James Dobson, who had just conceded that week. This is last week. He had just conceded on a Focus on the Family website and in an email that, quote, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, unquote. And we showed the new drawings. You know the partial birth abortion drawings that demonstrate what a partial birth abortion is, and there are five frames, and at the end, there's a knife being stuck in the back of the baby's neck. So we had an artist draw four frames of the Gonzales v. Carhart ruling. And here is now what the pro-life movement has fought for almost 15 years. And this is what the pro-life justices, that's what they're called, this is the ruling they've given us. This is the ban as written by National Right to Life and Americans United for Life. This is the new drawing. And people looked at it, and they saw the excerpts from the ruling, and they were devastated. And when I say some were shocked, some even to tears, women said, trembling. I'm thinking of a couple women who said, not at the same time, different women from different states, who said, I've been working for 15 years. And I have accomplished this. This is what I was working for all those years. And with wiping away tears, saying, what have I done? What have I done? And why wasn't I told? And so we quote, we showed the quotes, not only from Focus, but from other pro-life groups who are making these concessions because of the open letters that we are publishing in newspapers and magazines around the country. And here's Dr. Dobson saying on Monday, Dr. Dobson on his website and their email said to 100,000 pro-lifers, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. Well, this admission came just weeks after Focus on the Family claimed that this partial birth abortion ruling, quote, will protect preborn children, that's a quote, and here's another quote from Focus on the Family, that the ruling affirms the value of human life. These statements are not true, and they contradict Dr. Dobson's statement from Monday last week that ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. That is true. And what Focus on the Family needs to do, we pray, is to admit that their earlier statements were not true. And why is this so important? Because it will help millions of Christians to reevaluate where did the pro-life movement go wrong, that we have wasted 15 years and hundreds of millions of dollars achieving a goal that cannot save. By the force of law, this is a law. It's now a ruling. By the ruling, there is no ability to save even one baby's life. So looking out over the city skyline, you know who came up to our suite? National Right to Life speakers came up. Organizers. State directors came up. Chapter county directors came up. Ministry leaders, other than Right to Life, ministries, pro-life ministries that we've all heard of. Journalists came up, and they were given original copies of the Colorado Springs Gazette, which had our open letter to Dr. Dobson. We gave out over 100 Gazettes. 100. Imagine that, giving them the newspaper. This is the original document. And people were surprised that you can't get more of these. They were printed last month. Yeah, but we purchased hundreds of them when we placed the ad. We gave them original copies of the Washington Times newspaper and original copies of Human Events magazine, which contained our widely publicized open letter to Dr. Dobson. Some people would come in. One woman came in. We have most of this documented, and I don't recall now which state she was from, but Georgia, let's say. And she said, I read an open letter that explained that not one baby will be saved by this ruling, and I'm showing my pro-life friends, and we're stunned, and they're stunned. And we want to know more. And I asked her, where did you read that open letter? She said, it was in my newspaper. And I said, well, what paper? Because, you know, we know what papers we've run the ads in so far. And she said, their paper, and we didn't run the ad yet in that paper. So I said, well, think hard. Where did you read it? And she said, oh, I remember. I read it in Human Events magazine. I have a subscription. And I read it, and I'm devastated. A growing coalition of Christian organizations and pro-life activists are joining to expose the pro-life industry's failed strategy. After a 15-year effort to outlaw partial birth abortion, after that effort has led to a solidly pro-abortion ruling, which is more brutal than the procedure that it supposedly had banned. Now, our greeter at our entrance, right, the Abraham Lincoln lookalike, well, he has experience from years working in South Dakota out at Mount Rushmore. And on our website, you'll see the photos with the press release and all. And with his impeccable impersonation, pro-life actor Everett Stadig said to each group, he said this, after he invited them, they went into the hospitality suite, and people would stay, typically, if they only stayed a short time, they'd stay for 20 minutes. That was a short time. If they stayed for a while, is half hour, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And then as they're leaving, they'd go past Abraham Lincoln, and he said to each group, usually two people, four, six at a time, he'd say, I had a bad experience at a show once, but if you step into our theater, you'll be as shocked as the patrons of Ford's Theater. Remember Ford's Theater, that's where Lincoln was assassinated. So we had a theater set up, and this was in an adjoining suite to the penthouse suite. And the penthouse was as bright as could be, with the windows the size of the walls of two huge rooms, all windows, overlooking the skyline. But then there was an adjoining suite, and it was all dark in there. So when people first walk in, they don't walk into the dark, they walk to the light. So then he directed them into our theater, and streams of stunned visitors watched a fact-filled video which ran in a loop. We made a special DVD copy of it so that it just looped, and it ran daily, nonstop, from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. And what it showed was Ambassador Alan Keyes in a 30-second clip that you can see online at ColoradoRightToLife.org, their website, Ambassador Alan Keyes condemning the Gonzales v. Carhart ruling, the partial birth abortion ruling, as utterly wicked in a violation of not only man's law, the Constitution, a violation of God's law, and everything that is right and just. And then they also saw Colorado Right to Life President Brian Rohrbaugh on the CBS Evening News, a 90-second clip explaining that godlessness leads to the murder of children in the womb and at school. Godlessness. And you know how many people told us that? I'll give you an example. One woman, her name was Nadine. She's sitting across the hospitality suite from me. And she said, well, we can't tell people that God says do not murder. She said, because, for example, we have an atheist who supports us. He sends a check every month, and he said he's against abortion because of the laws of science. And so we want these people to support us. And I said, of course we want atheists. And I gave her the name of one atheist in Denver who was against abortion, and he used to come to our events, and we would hold hands and pray. And he was an atheist. And after about 6 months, he would join in. He'd hold hands. And another year later, he'd pray. And about 2 years into it, he'd pray in Jesus' name. And I said to him, I don't want to give his name. But I said, what are you praying for in Jesus' name? I mean, Terry, come on. What kind of an atheist? Oops. I mean, what kind of an atheist are you? And he said, well, I believe. So we have atheists too. Only we are not going to dishonor God by leaving him out of the solution. Because they're atheists, we want the battle to fight abortion to bring atheists to the Lord. We don't want to be closet Christians as we fight to stop immorality and injustice. So I asked her, I said, this atheist, you know, he said he's against abortion because of the laws of science. Could you tell me which of the laws of science use the words right and wrong? Which of the laws of science? And she thought about it for a moment, and she said, none of them. I said, that's right. And you know what's happened? You have been misled to think that there is a secular foundation on which we could end abortion that would provide safety for the unborn. That is not true. Because it's only on the foundation of God being our creator, and that we are created in God's image, in God's likeness, and therefore we have the God-given right to life. And God said, do not murder. And it is only on that foundation that we can eventually save the lives of unborn children, outlaw abortion in America. And at that time, a local pro-life activist who was in the room, these two, they didn't know each other, he spoke up. And he said, 30 years ago, I've been in this fight for 30 years. 30 years ago, at a Right to Life meeting, I was told that we are not to mention God in our public policy statements. Because we can't do that, because we need others to join in with us. And so this woman realized that she had been misled to think that there was a secular strategy that could protect the sanctity of human life. Sanctity. That's not a word that atheists use. So Brian Rohrbaugh on the CBS Evening News was playing on this video, Alan Keyes condemning the Gonzalez v. Carhart ruling, and then also focus on the strategy, which is my presentation that we recorded at the Colorado Capitol in the Supreme Court chambers 40 years to the day after Colorado passed the first permissive abortion law for rape, incest, and health. And so that presentation exposed the failed anti-abortion strategy of our pro-life industry. And it showed that National Right to Life has abdicated the moral and spiritual leadership of a Christian movement. The Right to Life movement is a Christian movement. National Right to Life has abdicated the moral and spiritual leadership of this Christian movement to lawyers. Lawyers. And so now we have lawyers running Americans United for Life, and the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, and even Focus on the Family. So this bold maneuver, high above the National Right to Life Convention, gave us, the exiled group, special opportunity to expose the truth of the partial birth abortion ban to hundreds of members of National Right to Life and conventioneers and exhibitors and speakers. Including, for example, when a reporter for National Public Radio recorded an interview with me, Pastor Bob Enyart, I'm a member of Colorado Right to Life, he came up, said, could we do an interview? And we went into, they have this palatial special suite for people who rent penthouse suites. So we went in there. It was nice and quiet. And he recorded an interview. And we pray that they'll use that interview. And according to Colorado Right to Life Vice President Leslie Hanks, in this hospitality suite, scores of conventioneers committed themselves. And she's right. Scores. That's an Abraham Lincoln kind of word. Scores of National Right to Life members committed themselves to oppose the National Right to Life strategy of regulating child killing and to only support laws, judges, and politicians who will not authorize the killing of a single innocent child. That's what we did this week. And we only could do it with your help. So we have this DVD. I think you will love it. If you don't, money back. But it's called 40 Years in the Wilderness. And it is the most significant DVD, the most powerful that I have ever been involved with. It's put out by Colorado Right to Life. You can get it from them or from us right here at Bob and Harriet Live. In fact, we have discount pricing. If you want one copy, it's $15. But we want to get these out. So three copies is $20. If you want 20 copies, it's $99.99. That's just about cost. 20 copies of this DVD for only $100. So if you haven't seen it, then call and say I'd like three because they're so cheap. And then you can do like a listener in Idaho did just today. He called up and he said, what do you have, 20 copies for $100? I would like, how many copies did he get? 40 copies. I would like 40 copies for $200, and we're shipping those out. And pro-life organizations around the country are ordering these from us by 100 at a time. So we have the opportunity to teach the pro-life leadership that we must never dishonor God in our strategy and never turn over a Christian movement to the direction of lawyers. Never. So please help us. Help us here at Bob and Harriet Live. We would like to run our open letter in your local newspaper. So you could call us up and say, hey, I'm interested in doing that. How do I do it? We have the artwork. We have the media buyers. And if you could get a support from local folks and raise some of the money, we'll help you put this open letter to Dr. Dobson, to the pro-life movement, in your local newspaper. Also, do you help Colorado Right to Life? Please go to their website and become a member. And I'm going to beg you something I would never beg you for if it wasn't vital. Please start giving to Colorado Right to Life $100 a month or more if you can, please. And Maranatha, what a great school.